Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Thursday, 4th March 2021. Top stories for today. Higher Education Minister Dato Sri Dr. Nuraini Ahmad said that 6 university hospitals have been entrusted to serve as vaccine administration centres to assist the government in implementing the national COVID-19 immunisation programme. She said as of now, the Health Ministry has allocated 22,018 doses of the COVID-19 vaccine to these university hospitals for administration to their frontliners. Science, Innovation and Technology Minister Khairi Jamaluddin explained today that one should not register twice for COVID-19 vaccination, as the appointment will only be based on the first registration via the MySejahtera application. He said this following growing complaints from people over their registration status and assured the public that following an update, the application would notify all who had registered for the National COVID-19 Vaccination Program and advise them to wait for the notification. Due to problems following the home-based teaching and learning session that faced poor internet access in houses, especially in the remote areas, the Communications and Multimedia Commission, MCMC, through the National Digital Infrastructure Plan, JENDELA, is in the process of resolving issues on internet access reported at several locations in the country. For the long-term solution, a new tower will be built under JENDELA, with a work scheduled to begin end of the year. On the international front, Myanmar police broke up demonstrations in several places with tear gas and gunfire earlier today, but no casualties were reported a day after the United Nations said 38 people had been killed in the bloodiest day since last month's coup. Indian doctors and politicians welcomed efficacy data for a state-backed coronavirus vaccine that was given emergency approval in January without the completion of a late-stage trial, making people reluctant to receive the shot. Bharat Biotech said the Covaxin shot was found to be 81% effective in an interim analysis of the late-stage trial. Meanwhile, a new consensus is emerging among scientists about the cause of the coronavirus pandemic. Scientists now believe that the SARS-CoV-2 will not only remain as an endemic virus continuing to circulate in communities, but will likely cause a significant burden of illness and death for years to come. Therefore, people are expected to continue to take measures such as routine mask wearing and avoiding crowded places during COVID-19 surges, especially for people at high risk. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.